Blog Talk Radio.
God, my soul.
Let's go to prayer. Father, Mother God, we just thank you for this day. We thank you for everything that you do for us, seen and unseen. And right now, I just want to slow down and get into this now moment with you. I want to clear my mind and let go of all of my stuff and just come into this now moment. Father, Mother God, I ask that as I come into this now moment, that you would help me completely and absolutely move out of the way and become that vessel that you always use on this program. Father, Mother God, right now I thank you for my listeners live and archived, and I ask that you would meet their needs today, physically, spiritually, emotionally, mentally, whatever they need, that you would help them. And Father, Mother God, in those moments when we just need you to carry us, we all have those moments where we just don't know what to do, where it just feels like the walls are caving in on us, and we need that sweet peace. We need to know without a doubt that you're with us. And surround us right now with that white light of the Holy Spirit, that white light of protection, and we surround ourselves with that at this now moment. We ask in this now moment that we stop looking backwards and that we come right now in this moment, clearing our minds, clearing our consciousness, and just settling in with you. And we say namaste, and we say amen. All right, if you don't know what you're listening to, you are listening to Spiritual Talk Radio, and my name is Psychic Medium Michael, and I am the host of this program, and I am so happy that you have decided to join me today live, and if you're listening to the show archive, that's awesome too. So, but I'm glad that you're here, and I know that Spirit's going to touch your life. I can just feel it. As I was preparing for the show today, I just kept feeling wave after wave of Spirit moving in to where I do the program. And, you know, I'm not in a big hurry today. I just want to settle in with Spirit, and I just want to just be. You know, I think a lot of times we just don't know how to just be. Do you even know what that means, just to be? And what it means is this, to me anyhow, is just quieting ourselves, just letting go of all of our stuff. You know, we have, sometimes we just have those days that are just crazy. Have you ever just had one of those days and you get out of bed and it's bam, bam, bam? You just have ever had one of those? You know, and then you forget to ground yourselves, you forget to white light yourselves, you forget to center yourselves, and then at the end of the day, you're just wiped out. Have you ever had one of those days where you just feel wiped out? You know, our guest yesterday, Jeffrey Silman, was talking about psychic protection. If you missed that show, I would highly recommend that you listen to yesterday's program. You know, he was talking about how important it is to be protected, you know, psychic-wise. You know, a lot of times, you know, I was talking with him yesterday, and, you know, we were talking about how, you know, a lot of people have huge alarm systems on their house, and they protect their, you know, their personal protections, you know, their personal things. But they never think about protecting the energetic self. You know, because he was talking yesterday about how we are, you know, both physical and spiritual. We focus a lot on the physical a lot of the times. But I think where we're having problems is we don't focus on the spiritual part of us. We know it's there, but we don't focus on it. We don't, like, a lot of us don't protect it. We don't even know how to do that. And, you know, today we're going to be talking a little bit about, you know, just centering. And like I said, we're going to just be quiet sometimes. And we're just going to settle in. Now, if you would like to be a part of the program, I am going to take callers here in just a few minutes. If you would, you know, like to be a part of the program, you can do that by simply doing this. Pick up your phone to begin with, and then punch in these numbers, 347-327-9316 is the call-in number to this program. It is 347-327-9316, all right? That's the call-in number to this program. And also, if you're new to Blog Talk, you do need to push your 1. You're prompted to do that, and that way I know you want to talk to me. All right? The card for the show comes from my Healing with the Angel deck, and it's the deck I'm going to be using today to do some readings here and there. But it's the Divine Timing card, and that's what we need, Divine Timing. You know, not a lot of times we're wanting things to happen in our time, but I want it to happen in divine time. I want it to happen when it's supposed to happen. You know, I think we get hung up on time a lot. You know, but in spirit, there is no time. You know, we created that sort of, that time thing, we sort of created that. But there's really no time in spirit, but we want that divine timing, that perfect time for things to come together. And they do, and we just have to have patience. You know, right now, spirit's just teaching me a lot about patience right now. And I'm trying to learn. I'm trying to learn how to do that. And that's what we need in our lives is just that patience and that timing, okay? All right, let's go ahead and say hello to some of these calls. And what I need you to do today, it would really help me out a lot. When I say hello to you, could you please say your first name for me? That would help me out a whole lot, and I appreciate it. So let's say hello to whoever's on the other end of 203. Hi.
Hi, Michael. It's Woody.
Hi, Woody. How are you? I haven't talked to you for a while.
Yeah.
Sorry we didn't get to you yesterday, but I'm glad you called back today. How can I help?
Yeah, so my question about, like, career-wise, we met, me and my partner met a guy named Larry for the music.
Okay.
We had a meeting with him, like, a week and a half ago. And
okay.
And discussed about things going forward, contract and stuff. I was wondering what you see with that.
Okay. So you've already, so have you already signed a contract, or are you guys
We just had a meeting, and where we want to go with our music, and he's just talking about contract, helping us get a lawyer and stuff like that, and so.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I feel like that was a good meeting and a good contact. You know, I definitely keep seeing things moving forward. I do feel like that this was a start forward, a step forward. So hopefully that helps. Now, does that help?
Okay. So, all right. So, I want to know if it, I guess, what things will move forward with this person, because, you know, I told you in the past, like, we met a lot of people, and.
Yeah, I definitely feel like that things will move forward with him. Yes, definitely. Okay?
Okay. Okay,
all right.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Woody. All right. We're going to just stop for just a second. And, all right. 407, you're on air with me. Hi. You will be in a minute. Hi.
Hi.
Hi, hello. How can I help you today? How can I help you today?
My name is Pakira. Well, you can call me nickname. The question I have, I've been praying and looking for employment. So, okay. And applying to jobs. So I want to know, what do you see for me?
Okay. I heard. Yeah, I'm just being quiet for just a second while I tap in here.
Oh, sorry.
Oh no, it's okay. It's okay. No problem. So, have you been looking for a while? I mean, because when I'm tapping into your energy of today, I feel a lot of frustration. Are you a little frustrated right now? Because I'm picking up a lot of frustration around you.
Well, sort of, because I'm
okay.
I'm like, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I think that sometimes we just need to say, yeah, I'm a little frustrated. I've been looking, and hey, I've been there. I understand. Things are getting tight, and you're looking for a job, and then you're having that problem, and you're going, man, when am I going to get work? I'm going to answer that here in just a second. I definitely see something opening up for you. Unfortunately, I don't see that opening up really quick. What I mean by that is I really don't see anything opening up here until it looks like about that first couple weeks there in November. Now, timelines, I will tell you, timelines are really tricky. But right now, as it stands, for what I'm seeing, is I don't see anything really opening up until about that first week in November. Nice thing about it, though, is this does look like it's a very solid job for you. Looks like something that is going to be permanent for a while here. So that's a good thing. Also does look like there's some benefits. And a lot of jobs nowadays, they don't have benefits. They just have part-time positions, so they don't have to pay those benefits out. But this looks like a permanent full-time job with benefits, so something to look forward to.
Yeah, because I've been doing my resume over and everything.
You're right. Yeah. Yeah, and I would continue to fine-tune your resume a little bit. But I don't really think the resume is the issue here. I just think, we pulled a card for the show, and it's divine timing and things like that. But definitely see a job opening up for you, like I said, in November, okay?
Yeah, should I keep praying about it or what?
Oh, yeah, definitely keep praying about it. Don't stop doing that. Prayer's not going to hurt anything. And continue to manifest that. What I would do is, really get, that job that you really want in your head, and just definitely keep praying about that, keep manifesting that, and pulling that to you. Prayer's not going to hurt anything, so yeah, definitely continue to pray.
Yeah.
Okay?
Okay.
All right, thank you. I appreciate you calling in. All right, bye-bye. We're going to take a very short break. We're not going to be gone very long. I need to let my dog out, so we'll be right back. Back. All right, let's go ahead and say hello to 302. You're on air.
Hi, Michael. It's Anne-Marie.
Hi, Anne-Marie. How are you?
I'm fantastic now that I'm listening to your show, because you're so on point. It's like, chillax. You're having one of them days where it's like bam, bam, bang out of the chute type of stuff.
Well, and hey, Hey, that's how we got to be sometimes. How can I help today?
Okay, well, first of all, I wanted to tell you that Joseph emailed you, my son.
Okay, yeah, I haven't got back with him. I do have that email. I just haven't got back with him yet, but I will.
Yeah, he was all excited because, you said Spirit had something big planned for him. And then I freaked him out with, you seeing him returning to the States. And he's like, OMG, that's true. I have to help a friend come down here. So he was like,
right. That's
when he brought that up really thanks.
Right.
He was like, wow, Mike Sykes really the real deal.
that's okay, and that's good, I guess. So appreciate that.
And then the little flute thing, I mean, a lot of stuff was like just like click, click. Anyhow,
right.
I was wondering if you could just pull a card for me, because I'm feeling a level of frustration and just like working 7 days a week, and I just... That would be great.
Yeah, the very first card I pulled is a playfulness card. You need to lighten up a little bit. You're taking things way. Yeah, you're taking things way too serious at the moment. You just need to lighten up a little bit. That's the first card I pulled. And the next card is Archangel Michael. He's stepping in here and just severing some cords to the past. You know, some emotional baggage, things like that. And then the next card is just listen. You know, just quiet yourself and listen. Okay?
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. All right. You have a good day. All right. Bye-bye.
You too, Michael. God bless you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. All right. I'm going to ask. That call had a lot of background noise, and it was really hard for me to tap in. Please, when you call into the program, it really, really does distract me. When I hear a lot of noise, you don't really get a good reading because I just cannot tap in very well. So please be sure that when you call into the program, if all possible, that you're in a quiet place. It just helps me tap into you better, okay? Because just a lot of noise just distracts. And I have a hard time picking up. All right. Because, you know, I'm human, and what happens is I just focus on the noise, and I'm not really hearing what I need to be hearing, okay? All right, I appreciate it. 520, you're on air with me. Hi.
Hi, Michael. This is Sharon. How are you?
I am good, Sharon. How can I help you today?
Well, I am expecting to hear from a company. Couple of different companies. I'm hoping to go back to work for a company December 1st, put in my hat there. They invited me to do that December 1st. And then there's another company that I'm waiting to hear back from within the next week or so. I do a lot of different things for different companies. And I'm wondering if you see that coming through before the end of the month.
Okay. This second opportunity. Before the end of the. Okay. I'm going to say it's going to be right at the end of the month. It's going to be right around that last week in October. To me, it looks like possibly about that Wednesday, that last Wednesday in October. Around Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, around right as you go into November, about around Halloween time, you should hear something from them in a positive way. It's going to be a positive thing.
Oh, great. Does December look positive with that other company going back with them?
Definitely, yes. I felt really good. About that, when you were talking about it, I feel really good about it. Definitely feel like it's a positive track for you to follow that, so I would definitely just keep moving forward.
Thank you, Michael.
You're welcome. You have a good day, okay?
Thank you. Can I keep listening to your show, please? I'll take
one
down.
Okay, yeah, no problem. Let me close your mic, and then you can take that down. All right, thank you.
Thank you.
No problem. All right. Okay, yeah, you can go ahead and push your one now, and that way you'll go off. All right, thank you. 678, you're my last call of the day so far. So, hi.
Good morning, Michael.
Wait, I think I know this voice. Hi, Susie, how are you?
Good, how are you doing today?
I am doing good, hanging in there,
good.
Doing all right.
Very, very good, that's you have to stay on that track, Michael.
Yeah, it's just quieting our minds and just going into that positive place. And, you know, the one thing I think a lot of times what we do as humans, we focus on the negative, and then what happens is we draw more to us. It's what we're focused on is what we're going to get. And, you know, a lot of times it's hard just to be positive. You know, we live in a world that's a little chaotic every once in a while, and you know, and it's hard to stay in that positive mindset. But You know, hopefully you're in that place today where that positive mindset is, and how can I help?
I am in a positive mindset, and the card for the show was excellent. You know, that's something that we probably have, most of us probably have a tough time with accepting
right.
The divine timing is not our, like on our own timeline, but
right.
that's a tough one.
Right.
And last night I got to speak with my cousin, and
okay.
I just got really great news from him, you know, that, you know, we're really just finally all going to be together as a family right where I live, you know. And
right.
And I really just feel like that I have really great things ahead of me.
Yeah, definitely do. As you go out of, I totally agree with that. And that's awesome, and congratulations on, you know, because family's important, you know.
Yeah.
You know, family is very important. And, you know, I think that we've lost sight of that, you know, somewhere along the line. But, you know, hopefully we get back to that and realize that we're all connected. And, you know, our family is more than just our family. You know, we're all connected.
Uh-huh.
You know, we are a big, huge, gigantic family. But that's cool. But yeah, I definitely see positive things happening for you. Looks like as you go into November, December, and into 2014, definitely see a lot of movement. I mentioned this before. A lot of positive movement. I feel like 2014 for you is going to be more positive than any year you've had so far. So that's a good thing. I don't see a lot of negativity. In 2014, you know, you're going to have some hiccups, of course. You know, it's not going to be total smooth sailing, but I don't see any. But I don't see anything at this moment in time, anything big that would be holding you up in any area of your life. I don't see any big, huge, gigantic obstacles popping in 2014. You know, of course, that could change, but I don't see that right now. So just keep moving forward and keep doing what you're doing because it's working for you. So just keep on working, you know, forward. Let me go ahead. And a self-acceptance card pops up here for you. And, you know, just, you know, really accept yourself. You know, don't go into, why would I see this? Like a guilt phase. I don't know if you're feeling guilty about something. Are you feeling guilty about something? Why would I see guilt all of a sudden? Maybe it's on a subconscious.
I don't know.
Okay, that might be on a
I'll
subconscious.
Have to think about it. I'm sure it's there, but I will think about that. It probably
I think it relates around the dogs a little bit, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I think
it could be that.
Yeah, I feel like it's relating around
the dogs.
Yeah, you know, feeling like you have to, you know, you feel like you're pushing people out or things like that. So, but don't feel bad about that because that's not what's happening. Your mind is just playing games with you. But keep moving forward, and hopefully that helps.
It does, Michael. It does. You know,
okay.
When my cousin and I get together, we just, it's all in fun. We have so much fun and laughter. And laughter is the best medicine, so I just am actually looking forward to it. But thanks
right.
a lot, Michael, and have a wonderful
You're welcome.
Day.
You too.
Love
All
you.
Right. Love you too. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Well, now we have to let the dog back in, so we're going to take another little break. You got to love live radio, right? So we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. Okay, back. So, yeah. Man, talk about patience. Yes. So, but, you know, I love my dog. And so That's what's important. And she's really a big help a lot of times. You know, I think that we forget that our animals, I think a lot of times we forget how spiritual our animals are as well. And, you know, Jeffrey mentioned this yesterday about, you know, paying attention to our dogs and cats and our animals, because a lot of times, you know, they're seeing spirits before we see spirits. You know, they don't have all those little hang-ups that you and I have sometimes where it comes to the spirit world. And so they just don't have that. They just see. And a lot of times I pay attention to Angel really close, because she'll just be barking at something. I'm like, okay, what are you barking at? And then I slow down long enough to go, okay, there's someone over there, and I need to check it out. And usually it is a spirit. So I think the funniest story I have with her is when I lived in a trailer once, and she was just a puppy back then, and she's about 4 years old now, but back then she was a puppy. And one day I was throwing a ball through the house, and she was running back with the ball, and she stopped in the kitchen area, and she got up on her back legs and was trying to hand the ball to somebody that she was seeing, but nobody else could see it except me and her, and I thought that was pretty funny. Let's go ahead and talk to 620. I know who this is. Hi.
Hi.
I know who you are. So
yes.
Could you say your name out loud, though, for me first, please?
Connie.
Connie, okay. How can I help you today?
I would just like a message from Spirit.
Okay.
You know the dynamics
yeah.
is going on within my family right now.
Right, yeah. And we'll pray about that here in just a few seconds as well. The one thing that Spirit's saying here, Connie, is don't get pulled into the drama. You know, it's really easy. It's really easy to get caught up in the drama of everything. And you know, and a lot of times we get sucked in there and don't even realize we're sucked in there until it's too late. You know, we're in the middle of somebody else's chaos. But even though it's family, it's somebody else's chaos. I mean, I don't mean to take away from how you're feeling or anything like that. But it's somebody else's stuff, and then when there's two other people involved, there's, you know, everybody else's dynamics. You know, there's a lot of dynamics in this situation right now. Not just your family, but, you know, another family, other people,
and
it seems like more people are getting involved. You know, it just seems like there's just a whole bunch of stuff going on right now. Now, this will calm down. Yeah, this will calm down. It, you know, by Sunday, it looks like it's calming down. I'm going to have to close your mic. I'm getting a lot of feedback. So I was getting a lot of feedback. Sorry about that, but I don't know why I was getting so much feedback on that. The one thing I will tell you, it looks like by Sunday, things are calming down. The one thing that Spirit's just saying, patience, and prayer will help here. You know, and just, you know, turn the situation over to your spirit guide and over to your angels. A lot of times, you know, we don't do that, but they want us to do that, and they can't really intervene in this until we ask them to help. And I know you've been asking. I know you've been doing that, but Spirit's saying, more and more, you know, really, really go into that, you know, manifest what you want to see. Manifest this calm down, especially with him. You know, the one thing that I would tell you on this, you know, like I said, it's going to calm down. But before it calms down, I hate to tell you this, but it feels like it's going to peak here, and it's going to get a little bit more chaotic before it gets better. I don't like seeing what I'm seeing, but that's just what I'm seeing at the moment. We're going to pray here in a minute about the situation, And you know, I believe that spirit can intervene and spirit can calm things down. It just feels like it's escalating out of control a little bit here. But spirit can slow this little roller coaster down. So we're just going to do that right now. Let's go ahead and go to prayer. Father, Mother God, I just thank you for Connie and what she does for me and how she helps me in lots of areas of my life. And right now, she has some family dynamics that need your help in right now. And I just ask that you would just help in this situation. And Father, Mother God, you know what's going on. And I just speak peace into this situation right now. I speak peace into the person that is really on edge right now. And I just speak peace into his life and ask you to help him in every area of his life. You know, a lot of times we have those inner demons that just talk to us and cause us all kinds of problems. And that's what's going on in this situation. And like I said, Father, Mother, God, I just speak peace right now into his life and into this situation. And we just turn it over to you and know that things are going to get better. And we say namaste and we say amen. And let me open your mic. And hopefully that helps you, Connie. I appreciate you calling in.
Yes, it does. Thank you.
All right. Hang in there. It will get better. Don't get...
Okay.
Just don't get pulled into the drama, okay? Just don't get pulled into there, okay?
Right.
All right.
I'm staying as far away from it as I can.
Okay. All right. Hang in there. All right. Bye-bye, Connie.
Okay. Thank you. Bye.
No problem. Bye-bye. All right. Let's go ahead and say hi to whoever's on the Skype phone here. Hi.
Oh, good morning. Thank you for taking my call. Yeah, I'm... you know, I've gone through incredible transformation, and I just would like a general reading. And
okay.
Thank you.
All right. No problem. I don't think I got your name. I think I know who this is, but I don't think I got your name.
Hi, Michael.
Okay. Could you say your name again? I didn't get your name.
Yes. Carol.
Okay, Carol. Okay, thank you. I thought it was you, but I just wasn't sure. I talked to a lot of people, and I just wanted to tap into your energy. The one thing that Spirit is saying here to you today is definitely congratulations. I don't know what that means. Do you know what that means?
I do. Thank you so much. Yes. Thank you.
Yeah. Okay. Because they're saying congratulations. So that's as long as you know what that means, that's all that matters. So,
thank you.
So you know, and you're doing really good. Job with your spirituality, the one thing that this program focuses on, you're pretty well balanced right now. So continue to stay balanced. You know, don't get caught up in all the chaos of the world and anybody else's chaos. It's you know, right now, you know, especially with this moon that we're in right now and the eclipse and, you know, getting ready to go into Mercury retrograde, you know, it would be really easy to slide off balance. So just stay balanced. The one thing that I would tell you, meditation is the key here.
Okay.
You know, don't forget your meditation time. If you forget your meditation time, then you're going to get off balance a little bit. That is a key, not just for you, but anybody listening to me right now. As we're getting ready to go into Mercury retrograde starting Monday. You know, the key here is meditation, meditation, meditation. Especially as we go forward. You know, Spirit's definitely performing miracles in your life. I got a miracle card popping up here. You know, things are definitely opening up for you. Things that you didn't think would ever open up for you are opening up for you. Does that make sense?
It does. That's wonderful.
Yeah.
That's wonderful.
You know, and that's going to continue. You know, as you go into the rest of this year and into 2014, that's just going to continue to happen. You know, doors are just going to continue to open for you in every area of your life. Doors are just flying open for you.
Wow.
This is a time of enchantment, a very magical time for you. I would just use that energy to manifest what you want in your life.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
No problem. I appreciate you calling in. All right, bye-bye.
Thank you. Have a wonderful day. You take care,
you
Mike.
You too. I will. All right.
Okay.
Bye-bye. All right. So, man. Okay. I don't normally say this, but right now we have open lines. 347-327-9316. We have a lot of people listening on the phone. That's great, and that's okay. But if you would like to be a part of the program, it is 347-327-9316. Let's go back to something that I said earlier, and just because I'm talking, don't be afraid to call in if you feel like you need to call in and you got a question about anything I'm talking about, or, you know, you have a personal question. You know, if I'm talking, don't be afraid to call in. The show's all about you, and it's all about helping you. So, you know, I would be upset if you really needed to talk to me and you're saying, well, he's talking and I don't want to interrupt. It's okay. All right. So if you need me, just call in. Okay. But, you know, I was talking about something earlier and I want to go back to it, because I think a lot of times we get confused on wording, and we get confused on things, and I don't want any confusion. I don't know about you, but I've had enough confusion in my life, so I don't want any more. And a lot of times, you know, unfortunately, in my own life, I've created. Now, I want to be clear about something. I've learned that a lot of times in my own life, anyhow, I'm not speaking for you, but in my own life, I've created a lot of my own chaos. And what I mean by that is this. You know, a lot of times in my past, you know, I would focus on, okay, this is not working out. And you know, I've used this word before that says, okay, nothing is ever going to get any better. I know that none of you've ever said that, but I hate to admit it, but there was a time in my life when I've said that, you know, things are just never going to get any better. And if I stayed focused there, things would have never got any better. Luckily, I learned how to get out of that and change, you know, it just changes wording, okay? So instead of saying things are never going to get any better, I started saying, okay, things are going to get better. And as soon as I started saying things are going to get better, guess what? They started getting better. You know, it's all in the way we're creating things. We are, one thing I want you to get today, if you don't get anything else, get this. We are co-creators. By what we are saying, what we are focusing on, we are creating things in our lives. So the question that I have to you today is this. What are you co-creating right now? What are you focused on right now? You know, I was talking to Connie just a few minutes ago. And, you know, there's a lot of stuff going on in her life right now. Just a lot of family dynamics. Just, you know, some really whacked up stuff going on. And so, you know, she could focus on the negativity part. But, you know, I know her and I know right now, you know, she's sending angels, she's sending things to help in the situation, and so that's what we need to do. Angels are ministering spirits. What they do, you know, I always look at that. I look at it this way, and I know that this is going to be funny, but this is the way I look at things. Have you ever gone to, like, maybe a basketball game or a football game or a hockey game or – and the players are on the sidelines. Okay, I want you to listen to what Spirit wants to say here. You know, they're just sitting there on the bench, you know, or standing up and you know, rooting the other players, you know, on. And then, but they're not playing yet. They're just sitting there on the bench. So that's what I want you to think right now. Your spirit guide, your angels, your loved ones on the other side are on the sideline, and they have to wait until you ask them for help. They cannot just go out there. You know, that would be total chaos if you're watching a football game and all of a sudden all the players were out on the field. Okay, that just can't happen. Okay, so they have to wait until you ask them out there to help you. So hopefully you got that and you understand what that means. All right, so you got to ask for help. All right, let's say hi to 520. You're on air with me. Hi. Can you say your name for me, please?
Hi.
Stina. Okay, how can I help you today?
I was just seeing a general reading and if there's any messages that I need to know.
Okay. All right, let's go ahead and let me grab my cards here and let me do a little bit of shuffling. How's your day going so far?
So far, so good. And
good.
I agree with your law of attraction there.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, what we, you know, I had to learn that the hard way, though. You know,
well, me too.
Yeah, you know,
me too.
And I think, hey, you know, I think that sometimes when we have those hard lessons, we remember those. You know, we go, okay, I'm not going to go back there and do the same thing. So, well, at least we hope we learn from those and we don't repeat that over and over. Unfortunately for me, there was a time in my life I kept repeating the same thing over and over. And I was like, okay, this is just crazy. And I thought, okay, I'm going to stop. So that's what we have to do sometimes, you know, just have that stop
yeah,
moment.
Yeah, I found that the book, The Secret, was a
oh,
big
yeah.
helper for me.
Yeah, yeah, I've read that, and that really helped me as well, you know that book, and just, you know, and learning what we focus on, we get, you know. So if we sit around and, you know, if we just focus on the negativity, you know, if we're worried about something happening, we're drawing that thing right to us, you know. And I don't know about you, but I'd rather draw the positive to me, not the negative. I've had enough of that.
Yeah, you know, and I guess worrying does, you know, I guess that's the one I got to work on too. I guess not to worry
yeah.
so much about things.
Yeah, because a lot of things that you worry about, you don't have no control over anyhow. You know, a lot of times we worry about things that we actually have no control over. And what I mean by that is a lot of times other people's actions, other people, you know, how they're going to respond to us, we can't control that. And so, or, you know, and what we think as humans, a lot of times we think we can control everything, but we can't control anything. Everything's always changing, constantly moving. I have a card in front of me that I want to focus on here. And it's the Archangel Michael card popped up here. And Archangel Michael,
I love him.
Yeah, Archangel Michael is definitely working in your behalf. Wants you to know that. And the one thing that I see with this card for you is that he's cutting a lot of cords from the past. I feel like that just like a lot of us, I think that sometimes that past comes back to haunt you a little bit. Does that make sense? I just feel like that, you know, we try to move away from our past, but it has a way of just holding on to us sometimes. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. And Archangel Michael is just coming in here saying that he's cutting those emotional cords, those emotional ties, and letting you know that you are healing. I don't know what this means, but hopefully you do. And he's telling me that that's healing finally. And so just know that, okay? And things, as you go into the rest of this year and as you go into 2014, things are finally coming together. I definitely see 2014 being a more positive year for you, where things are really working out. Why would I see job? Are you working, or why would I see job all of a sudden?
No, I'm not working.
Okay, are you looking, or?
Yes.
Okay.
I am looking. I actually applied at a
okay.
school for a custodian job. Do you see that coming my way?
I would say yes, because the emerging card is when I started seeing this job name popping up. So I would say definitely yes, that this is going to happen. I would say by the end of the month you're working.
Okay, because when I filled out the application, it was the last day for it. And it, everything just went good, and I felt good after it, and I even felt excited thinking about it, thinking, you know, the days are good, and, you know, I'll have weekends off, I'll have holidays off, so I was feeling, like, real good. I was trying
right.
to do that law of attraction.
Yeah, and keep doing that. You know,
okay.
just because I said that this is done, don't stop doing that. You know, keep seeing yourself. You know, what I would start doing now is imagine you going to work, meeting new people, you know, how that's going to make you feel, you know, and just see yourself doing the job. I did custodial work for years. And for me, it was the most rewarding job I've ever had because you get results right away. And so that's one thing I liked. I did that kind of work for years and years. And I love it. You know, I love doing that because it's rewarding and it's helpful and all that stuff. But definitely say by the end of the month, okay?
All right. Yeah, because, you know, my husband was doing a side job. And when he was doing the side job, me and my little girl went riding around. And then we were passing that school, and it was just so weird how, like it was like the God and the angels were showing me, well, here's the school, so I know exactly where it's at. I know how long it's going to take me to get there. It's just, it just seems like it's synchronicity.
Yep, it definitely is. And there's a reason why, you know, I always tell people, if you keep going around the same building or if you keep going past the same thing over and over and over, there's a reason for that. You know, Spirit's trying to get you to see something. And so, you know, definitely congratulations. You know, like I said, I definitely see you working there. All right?
Okay, then. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. All right. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Right. Yeah. Let me give everybody my website address in case you want to set up a full reading with me. And I actually have time to do full readings today, which is unusual, but I do have some time today. You can do that at www.insightswithmichael.com. A lot of times when I'm doing readings here on air, you know, a lot of times I don't tell you everything because, first of all, I don't have time to tell you everything. And also, there's just some things that maybe I'm seeing that I don't think that you would want me discussing on public radio. And so, you know, so there's always those times. And right now, I'm running a special. That special ends at the end of October, and we go to regular prices, as far as I know. Right now I'm half off of my regular prices. So check it out, www.insightswithmichael.com. 30-minute reading with me would cost you right now $30. 60-minute reading, $60. I don't think you're going to find anybody as qualified and as accurate as me any cheaper than that. So, try to check it out, www.insightswithmichael.com. All right. You know, the one thing I want to talk about really quick before I take another caller here is, you know, fear. You know, I know that there's been some craziness going on in our world with finances and all that stuff. And unfortunately, a lot of people bought into the fear factor. And, you know, Jeffrey's talking about this yesterday as well. You know, watch your emotions. Watch how you're feeling emotionally. That's very important for psychic protection as well. You know, being aware of how you feel. You know, with me, I'm quite aware of how I feel. And if all of a sudden I feel a little off, I'm going, okay, what's going on? You know, check that. You know, I call it the gut check. You know, it's like where our solar plexus is right there in about around our gut area. And so I call it the gut check. I know it's sort of funny, but that's what I call it. And I go, oh, okay, wait. Why am I feeling that? You know, especially if everything's going well and everything's going great, and then all of a sudden I go, bam, you know, it's like you've ever hit, I call it that emotional wall, and a lot of times we hit that all of a sudden and we go, bam, you know, and all of a sudden we're not feeling good or we start getting depressed and we don't even know why we're depressed. That could be a lot of things happening right there. You know, like Jeffrey mentioned, and I definitely believe in them, you know, you got earthbound spirits, you got spirits that are floating around, And, you know, like Jeffrey mentioned, and I want to mention again today, you know, not every spirit's bad. There are good spirits, you know, like your grandmother, your grandfather, you know, those spirits on the other side, they, you know, the good ones. But then you got what we call earthbound spirits. And those are spirits that have not made the transition to the other side all the way yet. And so what they have is they still have those emotions. They if they had mental problems when they were in body form, they still have mental issues still. If they had anger issues, they still have anger issues still. If they're earthbound, please be sure that you're understanding what I'm saying. Okay? So, because there's a lot of times spirits do not make that transition over. And you're going, okay, well, Michael, why don't they do that? Question, let me answer. The reason why they don't do that is sometimes us holding them here, you know, we don't want to let go of them. You know, when my grandmother, the most problem that I had with a passing so far in my life was when my grandmother passed, and I didn't know a lot of the stuff I know now, but I had a really hard time letting her go, letting that body go, you know, and just wanting to have her here. And it wasn't fair to her. She was in a lot of pain, and I know that now. She was in a lot of pain, more than I even realized. She had a good way of masking it. I found out later that she was just in a lot of pain on a continually daily basis, and I wouldn't want that for her. And so, you know, I finally let go, and she made that transition over to the other side. And she's not an earthbound spirit. She's actually made that transition. But she could have become an earthbound spirit by me just hanging on to her and not letting her go and just keeping her here. And I wouldn't want to do that. And so, but you have to let go sometimes. And that's what we have to do with earthbound spirits. We have to let them go. And now, you know, but like Jeffrey, and like I said, if you didn't listen to yesterday's program, I know I'm making reference to it today a lot, but it was an awesome program, and I want you to go listen to it, because he brought in a lot of information about protection, and there's some downloads and stuff on his site. And go check his site out, and it's starclear.com, and check it out. It's www.starclear.com, and you know, just a lot of stuff that he was talking about yesterday. I wish we had had more time, because there's just so much stuff. When you talk about psychic protection, just there's all kinds of stuff. But what I want to focus on today is clearing, you know, centering, you know, just clearing our mind from those negative thought patterns, those things that just bam, bam, bam are always up there. You know, right now, if you really consciously went into your head, some of those thoughts probably would scare you a little bit. You know, one thing that I've learned is we can't always control every thought that comes through our head, but we can control what we do with those thoughts and how long that those play around up there. You know, if I all of a sudden start having a negative thought, okay, it's up to me. You know, this again, taking personal responsibility for my own spiritual growth, is I can say, okay, how long am I going to entertain that bad thought? Let's say, for example, let's use this as an example. A thought comes into my head and say that I'm no good. Okay, first of all, I know that that's not the truth. I know that that's a lie. And I know that that's not something that I want to entertain, or something that I want to align my energy with. Because I know, first of all, that it's not a true statement. You know, and I've said this many times, and I'm going to say it again. You know, we got to really pay attention to our thoughts, and what are we aligning energetically with? You know, it's like when you listen to this show, if I don't resonate with you and you feel uncomfortable with this program, I would ask you to leave. Because I don't want you to feel uncomfortable. I don't want you just buying something from me just because I'm here. I want you to, if it resonates and it feels right to you, then yeah, continue to listen to the program. But if I don't resonate with you, I want you to move on. I want you to find what you need. And if I'm not that, then that's okay. I'm not going to get upset about that. I'm not, I've said this many times, I'm not everybody's cup of tea. But, you know, the one thing that we need to do more and more as we move forward into new energies is being sure if it resonates with us. How do we feel about it? You know, so, you know, I don't want you just buying everything that comes out of my mouth. I was in a church one time, and nothing against churches, so please don't, you know, be careful. You know, listen to what I'm about to say. I was in a church one time. And you know, unfortunately, there was a lot of people that just were sitting there just buying everything. And I was just like listening to the minister, and I was like, whoa, that doesn't resonate with me. That doesn't feel right to me. And I asked him a few questions, you know, and about some things, and because it just didn't seem right to me. And once he explained it, then, you know, I had a better feel. I didn't stay there because I just didn't fit there. You know, I just didn't feel there. And so, you know, that's what we have to do. We have to find out what feels right to us, what fits for us, and stuff like that. So, all right. Talking about that, let's talk to a caller here. 843, you're on air with me. Could you say your name for me, please?
My name is Ernest. How are you?
I'm good. Ernest, I think that I lost you all of a sudden, so sorry about that. Let's go ahead and try 770. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How can I help you today?
Good, good, thank you. I just wanted to see if I could get a quick reading on how to get back on the right path.
Okay, so I don't think I got your name. If I did, it's already went out my head. So could you say your name again for me, please?
Nicole.
Nicole, okay, thank you. All right, let me tap in here. Okay. So why are you, because I'm not feeling that you're off path. So why? So let's talk a minute here and let's mm-hmm. see why you're feeling that, okay?
After the World Trade had went down, I was living in New York, and I used to work right in front of Broadway before the trade centers. And I ended up moving shortly after, about a year later, to Georgia. Right. And I'm stationed in Georgia, but I feel as though it was just for a season, temporary, mm-hmm. until I can get my bearings and then move back. And I've never made that transition back. So now being here in Georgia, Georgia's a lot different than the North. So I just feel like I'm off my path, like I'm not doing what I'm supposed to be doing.
Right, yeah. I feel like that in some ways, I feel like in some ways you ran, you know, and I can understand, you know, when the Trade Center and all that stuff happened, that was a very traumatic time for a lot of people, and you know, a lot of people ran away, you know, they didn't know how to handle their own emotions, you know, and I still think that New York and that area is very emotional charged still, because a lot of people haven't healed from that, you know, for a lot of people. It's like it happened yesterday, you know, for a lot of people.
Right.
And that's, unfortunately, I'm not saying that you're one of them, but I feel like that there's some unresolved emotions there. Do you feel
right.
that? Yeah.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah, I just feel like that there's, you know, and I feel like that you're going home. And home means back there, because I feel like that is more a place, you know, we were talking about resonating and fitting, mm-hmm. and I just feel like you said, you know, where you are, it's a whole different energy there, you know,
right.
And the South has a whole different energy, and so what I would say to you is go home, you know, go home, and once you go back to New York, I feel like, sorry about the phone, but I feel like that once you go back there, you know, you're going to have to face those inner emotional monsters that are there and still affect you. Do you know what I'm talking about? Because I'm just tapping into that, and I cannot imagine that day for you. When that happened, but you know, you just need to heal, and I believe that you will. I feel like that as you go into 2014, I feel like the 2014 for you, once you go back home and that is going to work out for you, that is going to happen. You know, I would see that more in 2014. I wouldn't see it so much until then. But once you return there, I definitely feel a lot more healing process going on for you there. And get back on track. You're not way off, but you do need to face that day and how that affected you, and how it still affects you. And you know, and I would recommend also some counseling and stuff like that. So okay.
Thank
All
you.
Right. Thank you. You have Bye-bye. A great day. Bye-bye. Yeah. But definitely see a return. Okay. Rose is here with me, so I'm going to let her screen some calls for me really quick here. And while she's doing that, Rose, first of all, thank you for showing up and being here. And I appreciate you helping out. So we're going to let her screen some calls really quick. And you know, we all have, talking about emotions, you know, I cannot imagine. I mean, can you imagine, you know, you just go to work on, you know, September 11th and you're at work and all of a sudden you hear a rumble. And then all of a sudden, you know, the whole world just turned upside down that day. And I cannot imagine how that felt to the people that experienced that firsthand, you know. And there is an energy, I will tell you, there's an energy over New York that needs healing, you know, that just still lingers there. You know, it happens in a lot of places where there are traumatic events. It's called emotional energy, you know. Again, Jeffrey talked about this yesterday. You know, traumatic experiences leave emotions. You know, a lot of people, unfortunately, lost their lives that day. So a lot of them, unfortunately, are still earthbound right there at the World Trade Center. You know, and I'm sure if you talk to some people sometimes, you know, at the memorial site, I'm sure, you know, if you're quiet enough, and I know that New York is allowed a noisy place. Never been there, but I can imagine that it's noisy. But you know, if you just quiet yourself long enough, you could have some paranormal activity happening at the World Trade Center grounds. You know, so you know, we need to continue to pray. You know, I know that happened a long time ago, but if you've ever had a traumatic experience in your life, a lot of people in New York suffer because of that, suffer from post-traumatic stress disorder. And, you know, they relive that day over and over still to this day. And so we need to continue to pray for them. And, you know, there's residual energy. It's just, we talked about this a little bit yesterday. Residual energy is like you go into a house. It's different than a haunting, and I want to be clear about this. Residual energy to me is this, and this is my take on it, and you might have a different opinion about it, and that's okay. You're entitled to your opinion. This is just my take on it. It's like, you know, if I go into a house, let's say I go into the front bedroom of my house, and I go in there, and every day at, let's say I go into there at 11:30 in the afternoon every single day, and there's a woman in spirit that walks through there every single day at 11:30 a.m., okay? residual energy is this. It's like a tape. It's like a tape playing over and over. You just happen to be in that moment when that tape plays. Does that make sense to you? It's different than a haunting. Okay, it's different than that you might have an issue in your home, or in your business, or things like that. Or you know, you can be, you know, I've done this here where I live, in the city where I live. There's a certain time that I walk on a certain street, and every time I walk there, I see this same person, and the same conversation happens, the same thing happens. That's the tape. It's residual energy. I just happen to be in that tape and to get there at that moment. That's not a haunting. It is just a tape playing over and over. Same thing every single day. Just a tape. They're not earthbound. They're crossed over. You just happen to just a tape plays, an energetic tape plays. That's all it is. And so a haunting is when you have an earthbound spirit that likes to cause chaos. They a lot of them like to bang doors. They like to do things like that. Now, not every time a door bangs, I want to be clear, not every time a door bangs do you have something that you need to be concerned about, because your loved ones also might be trying to get your attention. So, again, it's how is it making you feel? You know, pay attention to your gut. Pay attention to your solar plexus. Pay attention to your intuition. How is that spirit making you feel? Okay, your grandmother or your grandfather on the other side should not make you feel uncomfortable. That energy should not make you feel uncomfortable. So if you got a spirit that is talking to you and it's making you feel uncomfortable, then you need to call me, or you need to write me, and you need to contact me, or because you need to clear your house of energy. You can do it yourself by getting you a smudge stick. Smudge sticks are a lot of you might not know what a smudge stick is. A smudge stick is herbs, and you light it with a match, and then you the best way to do it is you get a fan to smoke. You can use a feather. A lot of people use feathers. I use my other hand, and I just fan the smoke. And when you smudge your house, please be clear on what you need to do. When you clear your house, when you're smudging your house, and I would do this if you moved into a new house, or even if you've been in your old house for a while, and you're having spirits that are making you uncomfortable. Spirits should not push you. Good spirits will not push you. If you're being pushed or if you're being poked, that could be spirits that need to be crossed over. And if you need help doing that, again, contact me or contact Jeffrey through his website, www.starclear.com. But the one thing that I would tell you is, you know, just fan. And when you're smudging, be sure that you open, like, drawers, open, in your kitchen, open your cupboards. What would I call them? I don't want to call them evil spirits, but spirits that like to play around, they like to hide. They sort of like to hide in corners. So the one thing is really smudge the corners of your rooms, because they like to hang out in corners. I don't know why. Don't ask me why. I don't know that. But that's where they like to hang out. So be sure that you get in corners. Be sure that you get that smell. The other thing that you need to be really careful about, the smudge stick puts off a lot of smoke. So you might want to be sure that your windows can open, especially if you have an alarm system. If you live in an apartment, please be careful. If you have an alarm, a smoke detector, that is going to notify the fire department that you have a fire. I one time was in this house and we forgot to open the windows, and let's say that we had company fire trucks pulled up into the front of the house because there was an automatic system that notified them. The smoke detector, of course, picked up smoke, a lot of smoke. It sent an alarm to the fire department, and the fire department showed up. They were not happy campers. Okay? So my thing is be careful, okay? And ventilate. The smudge sticks, they do have a smell. Some people don't like it. So if you don't like a smudge stick, you could get you an incense stick, what you like. I would recommend, if you're going to get an incense, I would recommend frankincense or myrrh or lavender really is a good one. I would use those. They don't put off as much smoke as a smudge stick, but a smudge stick does put off a lot of smoke. So if you have asthma, things like that, I would recommend an incense, okay? And again, you know, and also be sure that you smudge yourself, you know, and that has to go underneath your feet as well. So you have to lift your, when you're smudging yourself, you best way to do this would be with a friend and you know, be sure that they go underneath your feet and, you know, stick your arms out and things like that and go all the way around you. You know, and that does help. It clears off that negative energy. There's other ways to clear off negative energy that could help you. The other thing, what I do almost every single day is I take a shower, which is always good. But I take a shower of energy cleaning, and what I mean by that is I'll put a little bit of sea salt in the bottom of my shower. And I'm standing in that, so what that does is it helps absorb any negative energy. And the other thing that I do is I watch that water that's going over me. I soap up like one arm, and then I'll shower that off and watch that negativity going down the drain. It's called a cleansing shower. I learned this from a shaman actually, so what you do is you soap up like one arm, rinse it off, then do the other arm and continue with your body and do that. And it really does help. But if sea salt is a really good thing of absorbing energy. And so the other thing, if you have a bathtub, put a little bit of sea salt in there and soak in there. You know, don't be in there very long. Because sea salt's a grounding thing, and also, so if you're starting to feel a little wobbly, get out of the bathtub and you know, dry yourself off and things like that. There's no side effects, but a lot of times people get a little wobbly. I don't know exactly why, but they do sometimes. The other thing that I do sometimes, I do this between reading sometimes, is I'll get like a little bowl of water and I'll put a little bit of sea salt in there and then I'll stick my hands in there and just wipe off my hands, wash my hands with sea salt. Really does help clear off that energy. Especially if I'm shaking hands after readings, I'll do that. Just helps a little bit. So hopefully that helps you. If you have any questions, like I said, feel free to contact me at my email address at youareawakening@gmail.com is our email address for me, is youareawakening@gmail.com. If you would like to set up full readings with me, you can do so at www.insightswithmichael.com. Let's talk to Miranda. You're on air with me. Hi. Hi. Hello. I think I said your name wrong. Hi. Nobody's there. Okay. All right, let's go ahead and talk to 510. You're on air with me. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How can I help you today?
I'm trying to find out when is my finances going to get any better?
I think everybody wants to know that, but let's focus on you. Hey, I do that too. It's like when are things going to get better? I think we all do that every once in a while. I'm sorry you're going through this little rough spot right now, but it's been more than just a little bit. It's been for a while. I got good news for you though. So that's a good thing. That's what you want a psychic getting ready to tell you. Good news. Because you've been suffering, and I'm sorry you've been doing that. I definitely see a break as you go, as you go out of October. I feel like that October's still going to be a little struggle here, okay? I'm just going to be honest with you. I feel like we're still going to have a little bit of a struggle, okay? But as you go into November, I feel like that struggle finally is breaking out and breaking free here. And so your financial situation starts getting better in November. I don't know exactly how this is happening. I think a lot of times we get hung up on the house, and things like that, and we just don't let spirit work, I had a rough period one time, and all of a sudden I was just walking on the street, and this person just came up to me. Didn't really know them. They came up to me and handed me a few dollars, and I was, I looked at them like, huh? because we have to let spirit work the way that spirit wants to work. But I do see some improvement. 2014 looked a lot better financially for you. I really feel like the struggling is over. So that's a good thing. Yeah. Because like I said, this just hasn't been just for a little bit. This has been for a while here. And every time you feel like you're getting ahead, something happens to.
Yes.
Yeah. Just like when you think, man, I had a car like that. Unfortunately, I had a job, and every time that I thought, okay, man, I'm going to have some money to go to a movie, because everybody likes to have fun. And spirit wants us to have fun, but right now you don't have the money to have fun. You don't have money to do anything. You don't even have money to hardly breathe here at the moment. But that's going to get better. That is passing. But every time I had this car, I think it knew when I was going to have some extra money. Because it would break down every
sound like
time.
My car.
I know every single time. I was like, "Whoa, what is wrong with you?"
Yeah, I'm ready to go run that car in the lake somewhere now.
Yeah. I always wanted to take a sledgehammer to mine. But that doesn't help. That just makes matters worse. But things are going to get better for you. So just keep hanging in there, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye.
Yeah, no problem. I wanted to, take a hammer to that thing and, straighten it up a little bit. But, we all have those moments. Let's go ahead and talk to Rose here. Rose, you're on air. Hi.
Hi, Michael. I guess it's a question of the day. I want to know when my finances are going to improve.
Okay. Let me go ahead and hold the cards here for a minute and just shuffle cards. I know who you are, but could you say your first name out loud so I can tap into your energy, please?
Rose.
Okay, thank you. Could you say, Rose, could you say your name again for me, please?
Rose.
Okay, I'm going to be quiet for just a second, okay? Because I'm trying to figure out what I'm tapped into here. Are you feeling very nervous today?
No, in fact, I just woke up a couple minutes before the show started. I slept like the best night ever. I'm quite happy at this moment in time.
Good, all right, good, awesome. Because I'm picking up a lot. This could be somebody else on the phones here or something. Because I'm picking up a lot of. Okay.
It could be just because I'm worried about paying bills and stuff like that, because everything is starting to come due.
Yeah. Well, and also, I just realized who was standing beside me, which was Angel, and she has a lot of, so that's what I think I was picking up was her energy. she has a lot of nervous, energetic energy and stuff like that. And so I think that's what I was picking up on. Financial situation, you thought I forgot your question. Financial, okay, I don't think you're going to like me too much. I still see you struggling here in October. It does look like something opens up like that last week. It could be that last week of October, which is not very far off if you look at where we are. You know, I can't believe that October is almost over. So
That's crazy.
But you're working before November. You're working right as November starts.
Excuse me. Okay, that's what I keep getting to is November, too. If you can make it through November, things are going to be a little bit better, but I wanted to double-check with you.
Yeah, November looks like that breakout month for you where things break. I feel like there could be a part-time, Rose, I'll tell you, that it feels like that there could be like a part-time or a temporary job popping up here until you get something more concrete. It looks like there might be a few, like, temp jobs or something like that, you know, until you get that solid job. So just be aware of that. You know,
well,
a lot
I'll take anything right now. So.
Yeah. And so, you know, I would say at least November looks a whole lot better work-wise for you. When that will help improve your financial thing. The one thing that I would tell you, Rose, and I know that this, you know, I keep telling myself this, is just trust, you know, but when you got bills piling up and, you know, you got very little money coming in, you know, it's easy to get into that place of fear and that place of worry. Just don't get sucked in there, okay? Because I see that getting better for you, okay? You know, Spirit didn't bring you back home to let you fall on your face, and so, you know, something's gonna pop open for you. Just hang in there, okay?
All right. Hey, Michael, do you see anything about these delays? Because I feel like these delays keep happening, and I know they're happening for a reason, but I don't know why. Like this morning, I wasn't supposed to sleep in, but of course, it's the first night's good sleep I've gotten in forever.
Yeah, I would just pay attention to them. I don't see anything major going on. You know, you needed rest, and so that's what Spirit gave you, rest. Just pay attention to what Spirit's doing in your life, and they're wanting you just to pay attention to them right now. So just, I would take today.
Okay, well, they're making themselves known for sure.
Yeah, I would take today. And just, you know, relax a little, and I just wouldn't put a whole lot on my plate today, and, you know, and do something fun tonight if possible, and, you know, if it's nothing except watching, you know, something on the computer or on TV funny, and just relax a little bit today. That's what I plan on doing as soon as I get done with the show, so.
Okay. Thank you, Michael. Have a blessed day.
You're welcome. You too. All right, bye-bye. Okay, hold on. Okay. We're just slowing down for a second. I'm missing something, so hold on. We still got plenty of time, but I'm missing something. You know, let's go back to centering, and if you're on the switchboard, hold on, Holly, I'll get to you. But let's go back to centering for a minute. Centering is basically, what I call centering is consciously aware of our thought patterns, consciously thinking, consciously paying attention. You know, if you had a two-year-old, you wouldn't just let a two-year-old run around your house without knowing where that two-year-old is or what that two-year-old's doing. Why are we allowing our minds just to be doing stuff without consciously being aware of what's going on in our head? You know, it goes back to what I said earlier. We cannot always, you know every single thought, you know, but we can say how long that we think about that. You know, we can consciously think. We need to be aware of what is going on in our heads, especially now, especially as we're awakening more and more and more and more every single moment, every single second. You know, we need to consciously think. And if you have a thought that you don't like, kick that thing out. You're in charge. You're in charge. Not our thoughts. Our thoughts are not in charge of us. We're in charge. And so you need to pay attention to what's going on. Let's talk to Holly. Hi, Holly. I appreciate you calling in today.
Hi.
Hi. Sounds like you're in a tunnel. There you go, I think. Hi.
I was running from the back bedroom.
Oh, you were running. Well, I'm glad you didn't fall down, so that would not have been good. How can I help?
Well, I was wondering kind of on the thought thing. You know, I get some pretty crazy, like, not so nice thoughts. And I thought myself, well, why am I thinking that in the first place?
Yeah. Well, that's what, you know, we don't know where they come from. You know, it's like me sometimes. Sometimes I think, what am I thinking?
Yeah.
You know? Yeah, it's where did I come out? And what we have to realize is thoughts are energetic things. They're energetic. Okay,
uh-huh.
And so what happens a lot of times, they're just flying through the air. This is my take on it. It's like
uh-huh.
it's like, you know, we have these thoughts that are just flying around, and then sometimes they'll just happen to zoom into our head, and you know, they're there. Some of that is old belief systems. Some of that is, you know, tapes that play in our heads, you know, that we learn from our families or
yeah.
you know, from other people. And, you know, our take on the world, you know, there's a lot of people that think that our world is a very bad place. I don't think that. I think our world is a wonderful place, and it's getting better and better. You know, we just have to, you know, just keep on moving forward. But, you know, just watch your thought patterns and you know, you got a lot of stuff, you know, still floating around there from, you know, past relationships and stuff like that. So, you know, really pay attention. Okay to have thoughts, and it's okay to have even crazy emotions every once in a while, but it's not okay to get stuck in those.
Yeah.
You know, it's okay. You know, I think that what we have to do every once in a while, we have to give ourselves permission to be angry sometimes. You know, because anger is a regular emotion. Everybody gets mad. But what we don't want to do is we don't want to get stuck in negative emotions or negative thoughts. We don't want to get stuck there.
Yeah.
It's okay to have them. It's just, you know, what you do with them. You know, if you have a thought that, hey, I should go punch that person in the face, and you don't know why, you know, you probably shouldn't go punch that person in the face. That's going to probably not work out for you. But
yeah.
You know, you're probably going to have some problems. But, you know, we have thoughts like that sometimes, you know. And so, you know, or you know, my problem is usually I think, man, why is that person looking at me? Okay, that person probably is not looking at me at all. You know,
yeah.
I'm probably not even on their radar screen. But, you know, it's our thoughts. And so we got to be consciously aware of what are we thinking and why are we thinking that. But how can I help you today besides that?
My boyfriend has two daughters.
Okay.
The daughter's first name that starts with a C.
Okay.
Is she coming back to live with us, or do you see that happening?
I don't really see. Okay, her name starts with a C. Okay.
Yeah.
I don't.
They both do. That's so funny. All right.
Okay,
well, one of them.
What? Okay, yeah. Yeah, okay.
Her middle name.
Okay, yeah.
Can I do the middle name?
Yeah, try a middle name, yeah. Let's try
Ruby.
That.
Ruby.
Okay, all right.
That's so funny.
Yeah, we forget that sometimes. That's okay. So, let me see. I don't see it until 2014.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I see about 2014.
Okay. You know, okay. The other C wants to live with us, too. Is she going to come or no?
Yeah, she is, yes.
Oh.
Yeah. I would say yes on that one. Yeah, I say before, yeah.
Oh, okay.
All right, hopefully that helps. No
problem.
Yeah,
thank you very much. Have a great day.
All right, you too. All right, bye-bye. Let's go to Linda. Hi, Linda.
Hi. Hi, Michael. How are you?
I'm actually good, so I can't complain. How can I help?
Good. On my spirit guides, how do I know that they're, when I ask for help, how do I know that they're helping me because I'm asking directions and questions and I don't feel that I'm getting clear direction?
Okay. All right, if you're not getting clear direction from them, ask them to make that clearer, okay? I had to do this when I first started working with my spirit guide, Stephen. It wasn't clear to me, you know, what he was trying to say to me, what he was trying to get me to do, you know. So if there's some confusion, first of all, be sure that you're talking to your spirit guide. And, you know, how you do that is, you know, how it's making you feel. You know, if you feel okay, then I would continue the conversation. If, you know, because you got to be careful, because a lot of times there's other spirits out there that like to, you know, it's like interfere. You know, it's like party lines back in the day. You know, there used to be party lines, so they like to jump in and cause some confusion. So hey, it sort of dates me a little bit about party lines, but that's okay. But there was a day like that. So it's the same way in the spirit world sometimes. So be really careful about how you're doing that. But you can ask for clear direction, you know, and ask them to give you a sign, a clear sign of what you're supposed to do. Because they want you to do that. You know, you're not, like, questioning them. You're just asking them for a clearer, more definition on what you're supposed to be doing. Does that make sense?
Yes, because as far as career direction, I'm at the point in my life, I don't want to keep going to jobs, you know, just working pieces just to get by. I want something that's really fulfilling, you know.
Yeah, and I feel like that you're ready. I feel like that you're ready for that, and I would see that popping into your path here. I don't know what it is, but I would feel it popping in here. Looks like about January or February of next year. You know, that could be sooner. But ask, you know, again, ask your spirit guide to be really clear on what that is. But I would see it more January, February for you as you go into 2014.
Wow. Okay, thank you.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, nobody wants to keep doing just those jobs and, you know, not being happy and, you know, just... You know, Spirit doesn't want us doing that either. Spirit wants us happy. Spirit wants us fulfilled. And I really see that for you as you go into 2014. Okay?
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Have a good one. Right. Peace and love.
You too. Bye-bye. All right. Let's go to 562. You're on air with me. Hi. Whoop. Hi.
How are you?
I am good. How can I help you today?
Well, I was wondering, career-wise, I would say, pretty much amazing jobs. I've enjoyed myself. In the last one that I had, I've specifically, you know, went in there thinking, I'm going to be a tree, I'm going to plant roots, and I'm going to grow in this company. And unfortunately, it laid me off. So I don't know at this point what to do because, I mean, it seems like all the jobs that I really put all my emphasis and enjoy doing, they don't pan out. I'm always left out.
Okay. Yeah, let me tap in here and let's see what's going on, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Let's see where. Yeah. The one thing that Spirit wants you to not do is don't get frustrated. There's a reason this is happening. I don't know if we're going to get into that right now, but there's a reason this is happening, and because I don't have that answer right now. I don't know exactly why this is happening. But I feel like that all those other things just wasn't the right fit. Are you looking for a new job right now, or?
Yeah, I just don't know what to do. I mean, I've pretty much changed so many times, and I'll kind of go with whoever gives me that opportunity. Before, I used to be like, okay, I'm just going to do one thing only. And then
right.
I just said, you know what, I'm just going to give it to the universe, and then whatever hands is delivered to me, I'll go ahead and accept it and run with it. And that's what I've been doing, and
right.
I enjoy it. I enjoy what I do. I do my best, and you know, I always go
right.
with that positive attitude, but nothing sticks.
All right. Okay. I feel like the next job, and I don't know when this job is popping in. I would say it looks like 2014. But the one thing they want you to do is stay focused. I got a focus card that's popping up here. And I feel like that the next opportunity is going to be that stick job. Is going to be what you were talking about. Is you're looking for that place to settle, to put roots. You thought that you already had that. And whatever
mm-hmm.
reason, Spirit wanted to move you on to something new, something else. And so, but like I said, stay focused, stay determined, and I really feel like that's happening. That could happen as soon as December, that it sort of moved as we've been talking. So I say probably late December, early January, that job popping into play here.
Okay. All right,
okay.
Well, thank you so
right.
much. I appreciate it. Have a good one.
No problem. Or you too. Bye-bye. All right. I think that we're going to go ahead. Let me be sure. All right. I don't see anybody else that needs to talk to me. So we're going to go ahead and close the phone lines. We're almost out of time anyhow. We're going to go ahead and just close the phone lines. And the one thing I want us to do is just be quiet for a minute. You know, we got about 14 minutes, and I just want to give Spirit, you know, some acknowledgement here and some time here. And, you know, a lot of times we get in a big hurry. And, you know, I think a lot of times we get so wrapped up in worrying, we get so wrapped up in fear. And once we buy into fear, and fear is just false evidence appearing as real. That's all it is. And a lot of times, things that we're worried about never going to happen. We just worry about them. We just fret about them. And then we just wonder why things are the way they are, because we're focused on fear. We're focused on not. We're focused on no, it's never going to get any better. And we're focused on all those things. And we need to focus on things are going to get better. Things are changing. Things are evolving. We're ever evolving. We're ever changing constantly. We're ever evolving. There's not a moment that goes by that we're not changing. And so what we need to do is step into that moment, step into let that happen. And that's what we're going to do right now. We're just going to just relax for a minute. If you want to, you can go ahead and close your eyes. And I just want you to relax. I want you to listen to my voice and just relax. Okay? Just close your eyes and just relax. You know, right now, in this now moment, all I want you to do is just relax. You know, just let every part of your body just begin to relax. Every negative thought just floating out of your head at the moment. Nothing to worry about, nothing to fret about. Just relax. It don't matter what's going on the outside of you at the moment. None of that matters right now. All that matters is this now moment. It's all that matters right now. So just relax. Take a deep breath in with me. Just breathe in. hold it as long as you can, and then just release. Take another deep breath in. Breathe in. Breathe out. Now I want you to cautiously pay attention to your breathing. You can breathe just normal. Just go to normal breathing. Breathing in. Breathing out. Breathing in. Breathing out. Consciously aware of your breathing. Consciously aware of your breathing. Okay. Now I want you consciously to put a white bubble around you. See yourself in a white bubble. I want you to feel that. I want you to feel how that feels. I want you to put yourself in a white bubble. A white balloon. You're in the middle of a white balloon. It goes all the way around you, all the way underneath you. You're protected in this white balloon. Nothing can harm you. Nothing can distract you. Nothing can hurt you. You're just relaxed and calm. Just relaxed and calm. Now in this calm moment, I just want you to be quiet. We're just going to be quiet for a second. Continue to pay attention to your breathing, consciously aware of your breathing. Breathing in, breathing out as we go to quiet. You're no longer distracted by outside sources. You're just relaxed and calm. Knowing that all things right now are working for your good, for your higher calling, your higher will. You're stepping up a little higher right now in your spiritual evolution. Even if you're not aware of it, you're stepping up higher. At this now moment. Okay, now I want you to become conscious of this now moment. I want you to start breathing back in. Breathe in as deep as possible. Take a deep breath in. I want you to become more aware of your surroundings. Consciously coming back into this now moment, returning to now, consciously being aware more and more. And now I want you to open your eyes. You still will be relaxed. You still will be calm. You still will have peace throughout your day. And thank you for doing that with me. All right, we're wrapping up for today. We will return to air. Possibly over the weekend. I'm not sure about that. Pay attention to the show page. The best way to follow this program is by following us. You'll get reminders of when we are on. I do have a tendency of throwing shows up every once in a while. And so we're not normally on the weekend. We were on last weekend. But right now I would say that we're going to be on air on Monday, and I do have a guest for Monday. Etsy Smith will be with us, and she'll be talking about her ordinary paranormal life. She's wrote a book about it. She'll be sharing some of her stories with us about dealing with the paranormal and stuff like that. So we will be on air at 4 p.m. Central on Monday with her. Tuesday is my birthday, so we will be on air, of course, on my birthday. So pay attention to what time for that, but Tuesday is my birthday, and you know, so we'll be celebrating that here on Spiritual Talk Radio. And who knows what we'll be doing the rest of the week. Only Spirit does, and we're going to be led by Spirit. The one thing that I would do today if I was you is just relax. That's what I really feel like the Spirit wants us to do today. So just relax day. Don't get caught up in everybody else's drama. Or, you know, it can really distract us. You know, it's funny that normally the phone, the other phone of the house, does never rings until I'm on the show. It never fails to ring when I'm on air. It's a distraction. It's trying to distract me. But we have to learn how not to be distracted, how to continue to flow, how to continue to grow, how to continue to glow. Because we are light beings. Light glows, doesn't it? So we need to learn how to shine brighter, how to be brighter. And it's all in relaxing. It's all in just being in the now. We're too much stuck. A lot of us are still stuck, very much stuck in the past. We still have emotional cords that pull us back there. Don't allow that to happen. Just continue to ask Archangel Michael to help you cut those cords, those attachments, those things that no longer serve you, just distract you. Because the past is the past. We cannot change it. We can't do anything about it. It's done. It's over. It's behind us if we allow it to be. We're the ones that are still hanging on to it. Got to let go of it and let it go. Just let it go. That's simple. Just let it go. If you would like to set up readings with me, you can do that. I'm running a sale right now. Readings are half off. That sale will end October 31st. Okay? They're half off right now. So that sale will end. You can set those up at www.insightswithmichael.com. I do have time to do readings today. If you would like to have a reading with me today, go over there, set it up, and let's get it done. All right? So continue to be you. I'll continue to be me. And it's a whole lot easier, a whole lot better. And so I spent a lot of my life trying to be somebody I wasn't. Wasn't fun. Drained me a lot. I don't do that anymore. I am who I am, and I'm glad about that. So, you know, it takes a lot of energy trying to be somebody we're not. So just be you. You be you. I'll be me. And together we'll get there. Join me Monday at 4 p.m. Central with Ezzy. And we'll get on there and talk about paranormal stuff. It's that time of the year. I'll try to focus a little bit on that. Whenever you're working in the spirit world, be sure you're protected. White light yourselves, ground yourself, center yourself. Centering is just consciously being aware of your thoughts. That's what centering is, consciously thinking. All right. All right. Rose, I love you too. All right. Rose just wrote that she loves me, so that's awesome. All right. It's always nice to be loved, and it's always a nice thing, isn't it? All right. Peace be with you, and we'll talk to you most likely on Monday, if not sooner. All right, bye-bye. Thank you for listening to Spiritual Talk Radio. Bye-bye, guys.
Peace be with you as you roll on by me tomorrow. Peace. Peace be with you.